And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our web producer, is here with me. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Well, first, let me just say a very big welcome back to you from me and our listeners. While you were out, NPR's Lynn Neary held down the fort, as they say, as our substitute host. Now, in her first blog post, she was very open about her initial apprehension to sit in your chair. She wrote in part, "I have to confess that when I was first asked to host Tell Me More, I hesitated. I thought, after all, I am white, and isn't Tell Me More an African-American show?" Well, blogger Natasha responded to Lynn's entry with this.
"I'm glad you were honest about your initial hesitations about hosting Tell Me More. Even if only for a few hours, you wondered how you'd be accepted, whether you'd fit in. Some of us have this experience very frequently and often wonder whether we are going to be prejudged. I think that if more folks had the experience of being the other once in a while, maybe they'd have more empathy for those that are often considered the other."
Well, thank you, Natasha. And Lynn, thank you, too. This week, as you all know, marked the 6th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, when close to 3,000 people lost their lives. We wanted to offer you stories from people who were directly affected in one way or another by the tragedies.
Michelle, I think many would agree that the conversation with your brother, Mac, a New York City firefighter, struck a special chord. Here's a post from Athelia. "Your brother's reflections on 9/11 were so powerful. Like many of our listeners, I join you in thanking him for sharing his experience with us. I hope this helps with his healing process, although he will never forget it."
Well, thanks, Athelia, and I hope so, too. Moving on, we had our monthly conversation the other day with magazine editors. East West Magazine, a lifestyle magazine aimed at women of Asian descent, chose to feature a beauty queen on its recent cover. And I talked to Anitha Malik, the editor-in-chief, about it. Stephanie, one of our listeners, was glad that I did.
Hi, Michelle. I just wanted to applaud you on being critical to the editor of East West Magazine when she saw winning a beauty pageant or being seen as the image of beauty as a sign of power. Asian American women are increasingly being sexually fetishized in the media and among men for their supposed prepubescent physical features and submissiveness. Thank you for making me feel like I had a voice in that discussion.
All right, and I should mention that Stephanie wrote to us from Chinatown in Los Angeles. Well, lastly, some listener praise, which, you know, we always love around here, about our barbershop. Here's a quick note from Mary. "I love the barbershop. It is now my favorite part of any show on NPR. I love to hear smart, savvy, funny, incisive men of color talk about current affairs. Keep it up."
Why, thanks, Mary, but I should point out that barbershop is diverse. And we love hearing them, too. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember, to tell us more about what you think, go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.